Good evening.
Good evening.
Can I give you all a very warm welcome to our service this evening on this very special PW service, annual service, where we come together to worship and uplift the name of the Lord. I want to give a special word of welcome to our guests who are here with us, members of the Dunloy Orchestra. You folk are very welcome here again, and we thank you for coming. Also to Sarah Swanson, playing the violin. Sarah, you're very welcome here again. And also to our own PW ladies who will be singing later on in the service. And to all of you for coming this evening, you're very, very welcome. We trust that you will know God's blessing as we meet together. I also want to thank my wife. She's going to lead the service and she's organised it. So thank you very much, Joan, for doing this. Just to also let you know, there'll be supper afterwards just in the hall. If you go out the door and turn right, that will take you into the church hall. There's only a couple of other announcements I want to make. Announcement for your diary, the 31st of March. We are pleased to have a cento from Germany, an accordion orchestra band, coming on the 31st of March at 7:45 to a concert that we are holding in the church hall. So please take note of that there. You'll be made very, very welcome to that as well. And just one other announcement that we practiced this morning. We've just been very, very careful. A number of our congregation have underlying sicknesses, so we're not shaking hands tonight. That doesn't mean we don't love you anymore, we do, but we're just being sensible and taking precautions at this time. So I'll just hand over to Joan now, and she will lead the rest of the service.
Well, good evening, folks.
Good evening.
Isn't it great to see this church filled on a really cold, horrible Sunday evening? I can feel the atmosphere already, the warmth of fellowship and friendship, and it's lovely to give you all a very warm welcome to your annual service. And at this stage, Hugh's already mentioned it, but I do want to just welcome again our guests, because every year we don't assume on Dunloy members, because they're busy people. They have all their work and lives, and they're scattered all over the counties, and yet they always take time to come to St James's. So they're nearly like part of our wider family circle here. So folks from Dunloy, can I just say a big, big thank you? Because I throw them out music every year, and every year they rise to the challenge, and they never come back and say, "Joan, can't do this." They rise, and you know something? You're in for an absolute treat this evening, because on Wednesday night they were practicing away, and you are in for a treat. They have made it worth your while to come out on this cold Sunday evening. So, folks, again, thank you very, very much for taking part in our service. And also to Sarah. Sarah's like one of our wider family as well. Sarah, we want to thank you so much. This is such a talented young lady. And every year she comes along with a smile. And again, she does what we ask. She just give her the music and she just starts away. So thank you as well to Sarah for sharing with us. And of course to our own PW ladies who have helped to organise the tea and who also have come along for practices and will be taking part in our service this evening. Thank you very much, because we're a team here and it takes everyone to work together. So thank you very much for coming. And just at this stage as well, I want to give a welcome to Ethna Watterson. Ethna and her friend has come along here, so we'll just hear a wee word from Ethna later on. But as you know by now from our theme, and for those of you who are involved in the work of PW, our theme right through the year has been Restore. And what more fitting a service to give our service this evening, to give a title, He Restores My Soul, based on one of the best known Psalms of the Bible, Psalm 23. And throughout our service tonight, you will see two, and you will notice two key words running throughout all our praise and anything we're doing, and it's The two words are restoration and hope. And you'll pick that up in the praise as we go along. But just, we're going to start our service by singing a great hymn of praise. If you're a wee bit cold, this will heat you up and clear out the cobwebs. We just want to highlight at the start of our service this evening that it's at Jesus' name, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So let's stand and sing these triumphant words with great confidence at the name of Jesus. Let us come to God in prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for bringing us to this service of praise and worship this evening. And we take time to acknowledge that there are countless reasons to lift our praise to you. But we just praise you this evening simply because you alone deserve to be praised, because you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are our Creator, our Provider, our Healer, our Redeemer, our Judge, our Defender, and much, much more. Lord, no words we can use will ever be sufficient to declare your glory. No thought we have of you, Lord, will ever be great enough. No song we sing will ever reach the heights that you deserve. So wonderful God, we come this evening with our heads bowed in confidence, and we come in confidence to praise you. We come in assurance to receive your forgiveness, and we come in joy to share your love and be lifted by your power. We come as living temples of your praise. Loving God, we thank you for the width of your love that reaches out and goes on reaching to hold us, to touch us, and to draw us close to yourself. Thank you for the depth of your love and for the reminder that no matter how deep our troubles, no matter how deep our problems or worries, and no matter the depth of our despair, your love still reaches deeper. Thank you, Lord, that your grace knows no limits. It knows no boundaries and makes no exceptions. There is nowhere we can go where you and your love will not reach us. There is nothing we can say or do that will ever mean we are beyond the reach of your mercy. There is nothing we can say or do that will ever stop you loving us. By your Holy Spirit, would you come and fill us with the power of your love so that others may see your love living in and through us. So Lord, we ask that you be with us through this service. May your presence be evident and help us not only to praise you with our lips, but from the depths of our hearts. We ask this in and through the mighty and the powerful name of our Saviour and Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, as well, throughout our service this evening, you will note that we are making reference to a number of the Psalms. They will be threading through our service and our praise. And our next hymn is really taken from the words of Psalm 46. And it really refers to God being our refuge, someone we can always go to when we are experiencing a difficult time in our lives. So if you're in here tonight and you're just going through a difficult time, may this hymn encourage you. Let's sing these words through and sing them with certainty and assurance that God is our strength and refuge. I think you would agree with me that it is a fact of life that we can't always find that we are able to rejoice in our circumstances if we're going through very difficult times. Life can be messy. Life can be hard and it can be painful. But through it all, we need to be reminded that we have a God who loves us. God's love is like the glue that will hold you and hold me together when life is seemingly falling apart. Let him pick up your broken pieces and make your life something beautiful again. And our PW worship group are now just going to come forward. They're going to sing this beautiful old-style piece, Southern Gospel, entitled Pick Up the Broken Pieces. Hope it encourages you, and it will encourage you just to hand all your anxieties and your worries over to Him and let Him pick up any broken pieces that you have in your life. PW Worship Group. Thank you very much, ladies, for singing those beautiful words. Now, I'm going to ask everybody to sing again, because we're going to try a piece here that it's probably been years and years since we've sang this piece. We did try it last year, and I think there was an error in the PowerPoint. So we're going to do it properly this year, and it's when the saints go marching in. Now, it was nothing to do with the law last year. It was my fault. I did the PowerPoint wrong. So there's four verses in this. So stand and sing and really enjoy the truth of this, that one day if we're ready, we will go marching in. There's very much truth in these words. So Don Loy, we just hand over to you to lead us in this song of praise. Let us stand and sing. Absolutely no doubt whatsoever that you really enjoyed singing that piece. Sounded absolutely fantastic up here. I think you enjoyed it. Now we're going to one of the Psalms again, Psalm 23. Our theme this year, Restore, He Restores My Soul, is based on Psalm 23. This is just a slight variation on the normal NIV or the AV version. So I'm going to ask Elizabeth Stevenson if she would just come forward and read this to us.
You, Lord, are my shepherd. I will never be in need. You let me rest in fields of green grass. You lead me to streams of peaceful water, and you refresh my life. You are true to your name, and you lead me along the right paths. I may walk through valleys as dark as death, but I won't be afraid. You are with me, and your shepherd's rod makes me feel safe. You treat me to a feast while my enemies watch. You honor me as your guest, and you fill my cup until it overflows. Your kindness and love will always be with me each day of my life, and I will live forever in your house, Lord.
Thank you very much, Elizabeth. Now, our next item of praise is a really well-known as a Getty piece, In Christ Alone My Hope Is Found. And, you know, when the hope that the Bible speaks about It's not a mere desire of something good to happen. It's a confident expectation and a desire for something good in the future. Biblical hope has moral certainty in it. And I'm sure you're probably like me, and you, if you think away back to your school days, you can remember at school maybe crossing your fingers and hoping that the teacher wouldn't land on you to answer a question. That's not what biblical hope is about. When we crossed our fingers and hope and just hoped and prayed that the teacher wouldn't ask us to answer, because we probably didn't know the answer, that's hoping. But the Bible gives us a certainty. We have an absolute confidence in the hope of Christ. So we're going to stand and sing this great hymn of praise, "In Christ Alone," and it's only in Christ alone my hope is found. Let us praise God. Okay, I just take a wee break from singing, and we're going to ask Sarah just to come forward and play an instrumental piece to us along with Gerald. Thank you very much, Sarah, for that beautiful interpretation of Be Thou My Vision. Now, the two-week course here, I'm just going to let you sit for these two. You'll be glad to hear. Two-week courses, the reason why we've gone with these two-week courses is because Peter and John, it's a good wee while since we've sang Peter and John Went to Pray. But the reason why we chose this song is because we're talking about the lame man, and the lame man was one that had the restoring touch of God upon his life. So that's why we've picked that wee song. And when any of us do experience God's touch and restoring touch in our lives, then we will have that deep joy in our hearts. Doesn't mean to say we're running about with a big deep grin on our face all the time, but we have that confidence and assurance inside us that we have that the joy of the Lord. So we're just going to remain seated, and we're going to sing through these two-week choruses and enjoy them, and also the truth of the words. So we'll start off with Peter and John. Through then to singing, I've got that joy, 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 joy down in my heart. That certainly brought plenty of smiles to your faces anyway. You enjoyed that one. Now, just at this stage, you know every year that we do pick a charity to support, and it's always good to remember our local charities. And this year we decided to support the work of Parkinson's and support our local folk. And I'm just going to ask Ethna if she would just introduce you to her, and if you would come forward and just say a few wee words about our offering this evening.
Good evening, everyone. I have never enjoyed a service like that. I've been very happy. But I'm not going to hear preach at you. I'm Ethna Watterson, MVE for Parkinson's Support. I've been doing this for over 30 years. And strange as it may seem, in the last 2 weeks, I've been toying with trying to find a couple of people to work in two areas to come in and sit to let their carers out for a couple of hours. And I said this to the treasurer, and the treasurer said to me, "Where do you think you're going to get the money for this?" Here I am, standing here, hoping to get a few pounds from the people of Ballymun. And what it says on that leaflet is exactly what we do. That is true. Any money we get, we give it back to the people, and we do for them. And we meet every month in the bush town. We're taking them away for 4 days in May for a wee holiday, and that's what we do. And we have a home visitor who visits, who does an excellent job and works extremely hard. And again, thank you all very much for inviting me along and giving me an offering. Thank you all.
Thank you very much, Ethna. Now I'm just going to hand it over to every year. We really are so pleased with the generosity and support of the town here in Ballymoney. So I just commit this charity to you. And we're going to just ask the folks now if they just lift the offering. Let us praise God through your offering. Thank you.
Let's just set our hearts before God as we pray. Let's pray. Oh God, our loving and eternal Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessing of your presence with us here this evening. And we thank you for the blessing that we have already received through this beautiful music and through the readings and prayers. We thank you that you have promised that where we are gathered together, that you are in our midst. And so, our Father, we pray tonight that you will accept our thanksgiving and our praise for all that you have done. We pray, Father, that you will bless the work of the Parkinson's group here in this area, the Dalriado group. We thank you for those people who give up their time to collect money and funds to support such a worthy cause. And our Father, we pray that you will be with all those who suffer from this disease tonight, that they will be very, very much aware that we are thinking about them and praying for them. And pray that through these difficult times that they will know the hand of God upon them. We pray also for those who are carers in that difficult position, sometimes maybe not able to show their emotions or feelings, that we pray that you will draw near to them. And even in these times of respite, that respite will be a blessing to them. And we pray that you will bless this work and continue the research for this work. And we pray that in due course some solution will be found to help this disease. So, Father, we bring our offerings to you now as a token of our gratitude. And we pray that you will take them and use them in the work of Parkinson's in this area. And that this will be a blessing to many, many people. Lord, we have been blessed with so many good things here tonight. And we give you thanks in return. And pray that you will bless these offerings now in and through the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Saviour. Amen. We're going to sing again now in our continuation of praise. This lovely piece, yet not I, but through Christ in me. Let's join together again in worship. We're now going to have a version of Psalm number 42. Lord, from sorrow's deep I call, and the PW Worship Group will sing to us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, ladies, for that very, very beautiful piece and very searching words as well. Very much appreciated. Right, we'll sing another piece now, a piece that we have got to know in the congregation. I Will Wait For You. Let's join together again and pray this. Can I just say at this stage of the service a word of thanks again to everybody who has taken part. Thanks to Joan for leading the service up till now, and also to Denoy, to Sarah, and to the PW Praise, our worship group, and also for Ethna coming tonight to support or to tell us about Parkinson's. Thank you all very much for taking part and for making it a service of praise. I'm sure you will notice as you watch TV, that's if you have time ever to watch it, that our TVs are now inundated with renovation programmes. Take, for example, George Clark, who is known as the Renovation Man. And I'm sure some of you have maybe seen some of the programmes where he takes run-down, torn, historic buildings and makes them into dream houses. A derelict house that once stood of no use into something bright and beautiful and livable. Maybe something that would be more known to most of us is the 60-minute makeover. Now, I don't mean a makeup, a facelift and all that. I mean where a team goes into somebody's house. It's usually particularly somebody who isn't well or there's some problem in the household. And a team goes in for 60 minutes. And we see at the end of that 60 minutes, it used to be Claire Sweeney and Peter Andre and people like that that did it. We see this house that is beautifully fixed and fit for purpose once again, and the renovation has been done. The PW theme, as all the ladies will have been very much aware of, and I would imagine we have all been very much aware of tonight, has been the theme of restore. And there are many verses that could be used for that, but surely Psalm number 23 and verse 3 says it all, where we hear the psalmist saying, "He restores my soul." And you know, I can guarantee you that in this service this evening, there are people, and there will be people, who have that feeling within the depths of their hearts that they need some sort of restoration. Maybe there's something that has gone on in our lives for a long time. Maybe there's something that's going on at this moment in time. There's maybe something that we're anxious about. Something that we once relied upon that has fallen away. And we're here tonight. Yes, we're enjoying the praise. We're in with God's people singing. But we need that restoration. The broken pieces are there. And we need to be restored. And perhaps that's why the Lord has brought us here tonight. So that that restoration will take place. I want to show you, I'm going to show you some pictures tonight. I'm going to show you the first picture now, if it comes up on the PowerPoint. How would you like to live in a house like this? So some of you maybe say, well, I feel that my house is maybe a wee bit like this. This is a house that is completely derelict. A home that's falling apart and very much needs restored. But it's pretty obvious when you look at that picture that that house needs restoration. But I find with human beings that we're much better at covering it. And we can come in to church with a smile. We can go into our workplaces with a smile. We can meet our family with a smile. We can meet our friends with over a coffee with a smile. And yet, maybe we've come in here and we have that feeling deep within our hearts, even after singing all the praise and all the worship, that we need to be restored. We need to come back. We need to be in a place that is right with God once again. We need to change our life. And maybe not for other people, but for us within our hearts, the restoration is obvious. Something needs to be done. I'll show you the second photograph here. Some of these are not very good, but can you realize what's going on here? A renovation or a restoration has begun. And that's the part of the program that I always like watching. I love watching the walls being knocked down and the diggers coming in or the team going in and starting to see something happen and wonder what it is. It can be quite devastating. A house being renovated or restored can have the whole inside completely knocked out of it as the new build begins. Joe mentioned about the lame man being restored earlier on there. Do you remember the story of the man that Jesus came across in the graveyards? A man who was in need. A man who cried out. A man who lived among the graves. A man who was in desperate need of restoration. And Jesus comes to him and touches him. And the restoration begun. And as it begun, he yelled, he cried out. But by Jesus' touch upon his life, that sin was torn down by one touch of the Lord. And I would say to us today, tonight, whatever it is that's controlling your life, let him begin that restoration in you. I'm amazed sometimes when I talk to people, and I'm sure some of you are the same, that when they're in a situation, when they're at their very lowest ebb, sometimes they say, "Nothing can be done for me. There is no hope." But of course, when the master builder is in control, the restoration can begin. And perhaps maybe some of us, somebody here tonight, you have come into this place and the restoration is beginning. God the Holy Spirit is speaking to us. He's the first one that has said to you, yes, I can deal with you. I can fix you. I can make you whole again. That is the great news and the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That he can take us, no matter who we are, no matter how far down the road we have gone, no matter how far away we feel we may be, Jesus can begin the restoration and make us into something beautiful and something new. I've one more photograph for you here. This is a house that has been renovated. This house was once unloved. This house was once a tumble down. And now it is a place, a beautiful home. A place that is fit to live in. A place where we can feel safe. A place where we can feel secure. Because the restoration is complete. David penned these words about the Lord. He restores my soul. This is the David who fought the lion and the bear. The David who fought Goliath in seemingly impossible circumstances. And David knew that one touch from his God would make the restoration complete. One touch from Jesus tonight can touch and take those broken pieces of yours and build them up and make them complete. Could it be that as we, as PW, celebrate a year of talking about and thinking about restore, could it be at the end of this year, the Lord is reaching down to us tonight to restore you, to touch you, to change you, and to take all those pieces that are scattered everywhere and build them into something beautiful and new. Sometimes we have to take that first step. Sometimes we need to make that move. Sometimes we need to be brave enough to say, right, I have had enough of this way, and I'm going to go God's way. One step, one cry, one moment where we just come as we are and ask Jesus Christ to be our Lord and our Saviour. David said, he restores my soul. The word restore really means he saves my soul. Wouldn't it be powerful tonight if you would just simply come and give him your soul? Did you read there? Listen, as Elizabeth read the end of that psalm, what does that psalm promise to the one that he restores the soul? It says this, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's the promise that is given to the soul that is restored, to the one who trusts. Yes, in this life we are rebuilt, we are renewed, we have a different focus, we have a different aim. But then one day it will end with us being with the Lord, in the house of the Lord, forever. I wonder, will that be true of us tonight as we leave this service? Yet another service, yet another place where we have assigned praise to God, where we have offered up our best in worship. Will it be for us that we will say, he has restored my soul? Could I urge you as we go home tonight, as we think about this, that we will allow the Lord to come in and to touch that part that is aching, that part that is hurting, that part that is far away, that part that is sinful, and let him restore it to what he wants it to be. And I can assure you that we will experience the peace of God that passes all understanding. It doesn't mean that we'll be free from trouble. No, it never does. But it means that one day, as I am restored, when my time comes, I will dwell with him forevermore. Let that be our cry. Let that be our prayer this evening. Let's just pray for a moment. Father, we ask just in these closing moments that you will take all those broken pieces and that you will restore us tonight. Wherever we are, whatever we've been, we pray that you will just take our lives and that you will make them new creatures in Christ. And Lord, that we will have that peace for the rest of life's journey. And that assurance, and when I come to the end, that is absent from the body and present with the Lord. We ask these prayers now in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to close our service now by singing this lovely hymn. You'll know the tune very, very well for all that you have done for us. Let's join together as we close our service. Blessing here and for your presence with us this evening. We pray that you will go with us and help us to enjoy fellowship, and we thank you for the supper that has been provided for us. And now may grace, mercy, and peace from God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be your portion both this day and forevermore. Amen.